Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
I think my boyfriend is gay. Says the email. That's how it leads right there. She wants some advice. Look, if you've got something going on in your life, you want to share it with Bert Show, Bert Show fam, maybe get you some advice, hit us up at thebertshow.com.
So I need some advice. I think my boyfriend is gay. First off, I have nothing against anyone that's gay. I actually support it. Second, I live in a different state and I've been listening to your show since my 20s. I'm almost 43. So I'm saying I'm a huge fan. I've been with my fiance for almost a decade. Still no marriage. Anywho, he admitted to me in our first couple of years of our so-called engagement that he had relations with a man several years prior to him and I even knowing each other. The only reason he admitted this to me was because when he announced on his Facebook account that he was engaged, some random guy whom I'd never heard my fiance ever mention left him a message on Facebook Messenger and said, "Hi, doll. I miss you." I was allowed access to his phone at the time, so I asked my fiance about this guy calling him a doll.
Yeah, it's not often that one guy will refer to another guy as doll. I text Mo yesterday. I didn't say, "Hey, doll, how you feeling today?"
I don't believe you did.
It's never too late to start.
In fact, there were no words at all. There were just a couple of emojis.
It really was. It took me 10 minutes to figure out what you were asking.
My fiance admitted to me that it was a quick fling and that I had nothing to worry about. I quickly let it go as something he tried but didn't like. Well, here I am, almost a decade later, still in the fiance mode. Lately, as in the last year, he leaves my apartment. He lives with his mom, by the way, and goes to a guy's house whom he says doesn't hang out with women. He says this gentleman likes to wrestle with him.
Huh?
And then he told me that he meant to say arm wrestle.
No, he didn't.
When's the last time you hung out with like your dudes and you guys arm wrestled?
Arm wrestled?
I was probably 13.
Okay. Yeah. Been a while.
Yeah. Been a while.
Been a while.
All right. Just checking.
And even longer since I wrestled with them.
Like as in never.
Right.
I'm just surprised we have this letter. She's been with him 10 years and she has just now mentioned that he lives with his mom. But that's not a problem here. I caught him about 4 years ago talking with a man at a bar who bought him a drink. I was alone by myself on a patio trying to find him. What should I do? I've tried to make this man happy. I've loved him to the very depths of my soul. But he's full of drama and he's lied to me about the men in his life. To reiterate, I am all for any types of love. But I've spent almost a decade with someone who used to let me see their phone until now. Someone who won't even let me touch his phone, let alone his D, for 2 years.
Okay, Dad, yeah, we got problems. Now we got problems.
There's a lot of information in just the last paragraph of this. What should I do? Sincerely, the fake fiance.
Come on, you know what to do. You know what's going on. You guys haven't done it in 2 years?
She hasn't even touched it in 2 years.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oof. That's more than enough information to at least pull out all the stops and have a serious conversation with this man about what's really going on.
Yeah, I mean, he clearly is super uncomfortable with what appears to be an attraction to men, right? And we got a lot of circumstantial evidence going on here. For us, it seems clear as day. But I don't know how you feel about it, but if you're open to being in a marriage with a dude that can also date dudes, then I would tell him that. If you're not for that whatsoever, I think you got some decisions to make.
And because he was forthcoming and he told her he had a relationship with a man prior to even knowing her, I feel at this point you both need to sit down and you need to be like, how do you identify? because maybe he's gay, maybe he's bisexual, maybe he is somewhere else on the spectrum. So you need to have that open conversation, and you need to, and again, I don't think you're going to get anything about being accusatory, but be like, you're doing X, Y, Z. We haven't had relations in 2 years. You no longer let me see your phone. There's these other men. Like, I can't sit here and wait for a man to marry me that I think is interested in men.
At some point, it's insulting. Like, I mean, there's so much clear evidence here that when you deny it over and over and over again, it's like you're almost like insulting my intelligence. Just be honest with me. But the second part of this, I do have some compassion for here. She's been with this dude for a decade. That's a lot of time invested. Mm-hmm. So she wants to hold on with everything she has. But
You can't stay with somebody because you don't want to look at those 10 years as wasted time.
No, that's not what I'm inferring, but I'm understanding her desire to try to work around this.
Well, it's hard to walk away from someone that you've been with for 10 years, but this relationship is clearly not serving either of you. You clearly want to be married, and if you haven't, like, even been remotely intimate in 2 years, he clearly is looking for something else. Maybe it's another woman, maybe it's another guy. Either way, I know that you're okay with it, but I think it's time to talk about it.
Lay it all out on the table.
For sure. Especially before you get married. You haven't touched that thing in 2 years. Y'all got problems.
Gotta make sure it's still
the best times.
You could have been a little nicer about that.
That's the truth. 2 years? He's rubbing on something.
The Burt Show.